I don't think, if there is such a thing as past lives, I definitely think Pac and I have traveled a few together, you know, in various forms. So
did you ever, has there ever been a time that you regretted the decision that you made not to take it to that level with him and to keep it in the friendship space?
It just wasn't possible. There was no chemistry between us. You know, I talk about it in the book. You know,
that's so hard. I know, but that's just so hard to imagine. At the time, he was in a bad, you know, he was in a space where, you know, he was in jail and all that. But it's just hard to believe that we see chemistry with the two of you guys, even in the videos, you guys dance, and there seems to be so much chemistry. But from your perspective, chemistry,
it's that friendship, love chemistry. Trust me. And let me tell you.
Boo. Boo this woman. Oh, my God. I had to turn on the microphone just for this. I needed to, because, man, the blatant disrespect that's being shown to my man, Prince. Fresh Prince. You know what? Let's do this.
And give a brother room. The fuse is lit and I'm about to go boom. Mercy, mercy, mercy me. Oh, my life was a cage, but on stage I'm free. Hyped up, psyched up, ready for wildin'. Standing in a crowd of girls like an island. I see the one I wanna sit. Come here, cutie. I flip her around and then I work that booty. Work the body, work the body. Slow down, girl, you're about to hurt somebody. Hold up, yo, let's get just one thing clear. There's only one reason why I came here. Your women don't want me to do it, to tell you what's up. Ready for me yet? Well, yo, are y'all ready for me yet? Well, yo, are y'all ready for me yet? Well, here I go, here I go, here I go. Yo, dance in the aisles when the Prince steps to it. The rhyme is a football, y'all, and I went and threw it out in the crowd, and yo, it was a good throw. How do I know? Because the crowd went in response to the way that I was kicking it. Smooth and individual rhymes, always original, like the Dr. Jekyll man, and this is my high side. I am the driver, and y'all on a rap ride. So fellas, yeah, are y'all with me?
Yeah.
I say fellas,
yeah,
are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell the girls what y'all wanna do? You wanna
ooh, ah, ooh.
That's right, yo, and I'm in the flow. So pump up the volume along with the tempo. I want everybody in the house to know I came here tonight to hear the crowd go.
This is an extra episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. What's going on, everybody? Oh, my goodness gracious. What's going on? What's going on in the world today? I needed to. Dude, when I say that I am so glad that I have a platform in which I can just turn on a microphone and just spew my thoughts, because if not, I would have a fucking aneurysm in my apartment from keeping these thoughts to myself. Oh my goodness gracious. If you have not realized yet that I will be talking about Jada Pinkett. She doesn't deserve the second last name of Smith. No. You bald-headed fucking cucumber, get out of here. Get out of here. How dare you? How dare this woman? Anyway, allow me to articulate my thoughts just a tad, shall we? So, if you haven't No, like if you've been living under a rock, if you don't know what I'm talking about yet, Jada Pinkett, not Smith, Jada Pinkett is touring a book because, you know, she had her talk show on Facebook, you know, the one that everybody watched, the Red Table Talks, is canceled. That's canceled. So nobody wants her in movies anymore. So what does she do? She writes a tell-all. She writes a memoir, whatever the fuck you want to call it. She's writing a book. She wrote a book. Now she is touring this book. The first shocker that she decided to release or to tell the world about is that her and Will Smith have been separated for 7 years, bro. For 7 years. Which means when he slapped Chris Rock, y'all motherfuckers were separated? When he slapped that man, and I mind you, if you go back way to the beginning of this podcast, I called Will Smith all types of bitches. And he is, because it's fucking, it's Chris Rock. The guy's shaped like a mop handle. So you slapped the shit out of him. You slapped Pookie. Because fucking Woo over here is running circles around your fucking, your head and your heart. Her new dude probably dropped her off at the Oscars. And that's what threw you into a frenzy. So anyway, so they've been separated for 7 years, right? So again, so while she's touring this book, she says that her and Tupac were soulmates. Mind you, they never dated, according to her. According to him, she's never soulmates, people, soulmates, mates of the soul. I don't know what the fuck else, how to put it, but soulmates. So she goes, well, you heard the clip. We definitely walked together in the past, future. You sound goofy. I understand that very recently, they arrested Keefe D on the suspicion of murdering Tupac or being involved. And then you decided to throw your fucking 2 cents in because nobody asked you. But anything Tupac related, they're like, what does fucking Jada think? She's like, finally, we can get some answers and get some peace. Yo, you have a whole husband, bro. She has not considered his feelings, his emotions in anything regarding this whole situation. And matter of fact, I have a conspiracy theory that Tupac's not dead. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, Tupac is not dead. He's hiding from Jada Pinkett. He's like, yo, man, she's crazy. I got to move to Cuba. But yet, here we are, 2023. Fucking Jada Pinkett's making all types of foolishness in front of Will Smith's face. Again, I'm telling you, the disrespect that she has shown Will Smith in public is ridiculous, bro. Like, not only do you have an entanglement, quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes if you can't see me, you have an entanglement with a guy named after a month who is just so happens to be friends with your son. That's how young he was. He's Willow's friend. excuse me, still need a cough button. But he's Jaden Smith's friend. You fuck him. Got it. Then you have Willow write a poem to a nigga that she has not met. Matter of fact, when she was born, he had been dead for 10 years. What are we doing? What are we doing, people? What the fuck are we doing? How are we accepting this in today's society? It's ridiculous. I talk about a lot of toxicity on this show. I talk about it. I talk about my toxicity. I've talked about dating like Gran Toxica, Puerto Rican, Dominican from the Bronx. That kind of fucking toxic. You don't know fucking toxicity until you've done that. Until you stared in the face of Toximus Prime, nigga. I know what it is. And I'm looking at the fucking Thotimus Prime of all of them, bro. I am looking at Jada Pinkett and go, my God. The level of toxicity, if you will, that she is just emanating from her body, and how people, yeah, a lot of people are calling her out on it, but a lot of people are like, really, like, well, there was a love of her life. They don't even have a kid together. He dated Jasmine Guy. Winnie from A Different World, if you don't know. I'm old. But damn it. So now she's like, oh yeah, so me and Will have been in an open marriage since the beginning. Yeah, I get it, because he's Will Smith. That's Mr. Independence Day. That's Men in Black. That's Mr. Get Jiggy With It. He's Ali. He needs to be in an open relationship, or else he's going to be cheating on you constantly. Now, Will Smith is a, for as far as the public is concerned, he's a very docile guy. He's a happy-go-lucky guy. He's very positive. He's the opposite of a thug. As I don't know if you heard that vicious song that I just played. That was his attempt at making a hardcore rap record. That was him trying to get, like, I'm rough. Hit the crowd, go boom. That shit. So now, of course, he will be threatened by Tupac. He will be intimidated by Tupac. The guy has Thug Life written on his stomach, right? But, like, how long into a marriage, how long into any relationship are you expected to hold on to the memory of something that you used to have? Now, women, you guys tell us men, you better come healed inside of this relationship. You better let go of all past traumas. You better let go of all that bullshit before you step into my life, because only healed seals the deal. Shit like that, right? And you go, hey, well, you know, I'm working on myself. I don't know whose voice I'm doing. You better. I don't know if this is racist. You better get the fuck out of my face with all that bullshit. I'm doing a neck turn, too. I don't know if you can see. But, like, yeah, so we're expected to release all that shit. Like, hey, if you come with kids, you better just deal with them and not the mother. I'm like, hey, yo, that's the mother of my kids. Or, I don't care if the love of your recent wife died in your arms. You better forget her by the time I get into your life. But yet, you can celebrate a dude's birthday. Light a candle, put a balloon in the air, all that goofy shit that people do. I'm gonna fucking put a candle on a pond and let it float away. You can do that for the guy that probably took your virginity for the rest of your life because he meant something to me. That's what this is. That's what this whole Jada Pinkett doofy shit is. This whole thing is her unable to be, she's not healed from anything in her past. She probably met Will Smith with the idea like, well, you know what? Let me date this guy. He's a safe guy. And maybe when Pac is ready to settle down, we can do something. Nope. That nigga got shot in Las Vegas, allegedly. That nigga's in Cuba. So she was like, you know what? I'm just gonna buy my time and blah blah blah. Tupac gets killed. Will Smith makes Independence Day, makes Wild Wild West. He's making a gang of money. He is Will Smith. I don't think she saw where the potential was in Will. And allow me to generalize this one little instance into the broader spectrum. Ladies, are you listening? You ladies don't want the safe guy. You guys don't want the cool, calm, collected guy. You want a rescue. Sorry. You guys want the rescue pit bull. You want the fucking, that motherfucker was in the middle of every single dog fight. He watched his brothers and sisters get drowned in a shallow puddle. And then when you take him, you rename him Cupcake. Put a fucking sweater vest on him. Yet he can bite the face off a toddler if he hears a toaster go off too fucking fast. You ladies don't want safe. You don't want stable, because stable and safe is boring. It's boring. It's boring to you guys. And guess what? Us men, we're the same way. But I'm very honest about how my attraction to toxic women is troubling sometimes. Every woman that I've ever been with, every woman, present company included, babe, every woman has been taxing on my soul, because I'm like, all right, let's see what gets thrown at me today, either literally or figuratively. My attraction to toxic women is not a hidden thing, but women go, I want the safe guy. I want the guy that writes me poetry. I want the guy who's always home at night. No, you don't want that. You want the thug life nigga that Bob that will go, yo, shut your ass up before I put you in your goddamn place. Now, what do you do if you are stuck with the safe, stable guy? What do? You create drama. And how do you create drama? You say, Will, let me talk to you, homie. I love you. This marriage works. We have kids together. But I need to fuck other people. And guess what? You can fuck other people too. And if you don't think that he did, why do you think he'd made two movies with Margot Robbie? Anyway, continuing on. So she created drama. They agreed to be drama. The drama family. And now, mind you, this is a guy who's dealt with physical abuse inside of his home, being unable to stop a man from hitting his mother, feeling impotent from that feeling, and then reacting to Chris Rock making a joke about this bald-headed bitch over here. He reacts violently. So she created drama. Is taxing on this guy's soul. Is fucking with his head. Has anybody checked on him? Because my man is not making any movies. I'm dead serious. Like I don't like the Emancipation movie that was Oscar worthy, according to everybody, Oscar worthy. But he couldn't promote it because he just slapped the motherfucker on at the Oscars. So now she's messing with this man's livelihood. He's gonna have to. They kicked him out of the fucking the Oscar committee because of her. And what did she do? A full year and a half later, she embarrasses him with a goddamn book. Now everybody's gonna read this book and read how about how they've always had problems. She's always loved Tupac and all this other shit. How about I want to read in this book how it felt for her to play second fiddle to the most famous man on the fucking planet? Because that is that right there fucks with a person's ego, the self-confidence. So what do you do to a man that fucking that is on top of the world? He's making millions. He has his own production company. He's famous. He has a pretty much legendary music career. So what do? You fuck somebody else and you keep bringing up another dude from the past. It's because the male ego is really that fragile. I can make $25 million every time I step onto a stage. I could go have 10 multi-platinum albums. I could be producing Broadway plays with Jay-Z, but the one time that you tell me that you fucked a 25-year-old in our bed is gonna fuck with my self-esteem. It's gonna bruise my ego. So again. I'm so glad that I have my platform to talk about this. And again, I have nothing written. I don't know if you can tell. I have nothing written. But God damn, man. Like, what's going on? I don't understand. So anyway. This was I may release this soon. But you know what? I'm glad to be back, by the way. I'm very glad to be back. So you already know that every Tuesday, Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz drops every Tuesday on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, all that good stuff. And I will try to have bonus content whenever I can. So on that note, this has been a bonus episode of Unaccompanied Adult with Joe Diaz. Peace.